The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
But students, it's your teacher, Augustine. The time for sitting back and watching the world go by is now finished. For each and every one of you is needed to help bring the world into light. Each of you have gifts that you carry. Each of you have prayed for the gift of divine love, and in so doing, you have ignited gifts within you. And yet often, you are distracted, or you have a sense of waiting for something to happen in your life that would guide you as an instrument in the world, utilizing your gifts in a spiritual way. I say to you, the time of waiting is over. And I urge you to pray earnestly and fervently to ask God, show me the way. Show me how I may utilize my gifts for you, for love, for my brothers and sisters. And as you plead with God with this prayer, ways will open up for you. Opportunities will be presented to you that you may serve God in love. And in so doing, your needs will be met, beloved souls. For often this is your fear, that if you serve God, then you cannot serve the need, the desire for material well-being. Somehow in your mind, you feel this is contrary, that it is one or the other. But I say to you, as you serve God in love, so God provides for you in love. So the way will be open to you, provided you are open to your guidance, provided you continue to desire to be a servant of God, a servant of love, a servant for your loved ones and your brothers and sisters. For without your commitment, your faith, your desire, then indeed you will sit back and wait. In fact, you will wait for a very long time. That old saying that God helps those who help themselves. Well, to some degree, this is true. That when you step forward and you make an effort and you stretch the envelope, as you would say, and come to a place that is not particularly familiar or comfortable, then indeed, this is the time when you ask God to guide you. This is the time when, if you are upon the right direction, and indeed the inklings of your soul indicate to serve in a certain way, to move in a certain direction, to be in a certain place, then all will be in harmony. You will feel the angels close. You will come to know the hand of God upon you. It is simple, my beloved brothers and sisters. It is simple. For when you desire to serve and you step in a certain direction, the confirmation of your efforts will come swiftly, and you will come to know a peace, an excitement, a sense of what you are required to do. And those around you will be drawn to you, and those you are meant to serve will be upon your path. And though you may not know what you are meant to do, as you enter along this path and walk forward, you will know. God will put the words in your mouth. God will give you the impression, the vision, the sense of what you must do. This is indeed an act of faith to walk forward in this way. And yet, if you continue to linger and hold back, how will you exercise your gifts? How will you acknowledge the blessings that God has given you? When you are in alignment with God, then all is in harmony, beloved souls, even those conditions and situations that are uncomfortable or may bring conflict or rejection. Within your hearts, you feel at peace. Within you, there is a sure knowledge that you are meant to do whatever it is that you do. As you continue to allow the will of God to work through you, so with each opportunity and each step forward, you are learning great lessons. You are expressing your gifts, and they are strengthening. And your light is brightening because you have elected to be in alignment with God. My beloved souls, God waits for you, for he cannot force you into action. Indeed, we surround you and we try to inspire you and to uphold you and uplift you. But even we cannot force you to act. For the law of free will is indeed powerful and determines what you will do. For each moment is a choice. Each thought is a choice. And each time you elect to be in a condition that is of light, to express thoughts that are of love, to express prayers asking to be guided and to serve, asking that God's love may enter your soul in greater portions. In this way, you will find your way. Yes, life is a great maze, often confusing and difficult to navigate. But when God is with you and you are with God, then the twists and turns become obvious and you are able to step forward and find your way readily without confusion and doubt. Faith, my beloved and beautiful students, is the key to trust in the will of God, to understand the will of God, to seek the will of God. to seek His blessings as you breathe with every moment. So it will come. So you will find your way. And so many blessings will ensue as you walk your path to greater light and service and love. As you grow, so the possibilities grow. As you seek, so the truth comes to you. As you love, then all that is of love is expressed through you. It is simple, beloved students. Do not fret or worry. I do not say these things to pressure you, to put expectation on you. Rather, to suggest that indeed God has many things He wishes for you to do. And if you do so willingly, with love and dedication, so many blessings will come to you as you are used to bless others. My beloved and beautiful students of light, love and truth, continue to seek your way and be in alignment with God's will. And you will come to see what I say is true, and what will manifest is real, and what will come in the way of service and opportunities will be great. So may you be blessed, beloved souls, in the grace of God, in the will of God, and the love of God. I am your teacher, Augustine, and I love you. Always, always there to help guide and uplift, protect and bless. God bless you, beloveds. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.